Mike Adams here with a financial privacy update involving crypto. I've completed an analysis of the privacy coins, and I've arrived at a conclusion I'll share with you today. It's probably not a surprising conclusion, but I've done a lot of due diligence, and I'll share that with you. But some background first. As you know, I've been very critical and skeptical of the crypto ecosystem for many years, and I have zero appetite for the insanely stupid speculators and hype artists who are trying to tell everybody that if you get into Bitcoin, you're gonna be a billionaire. You know, you're gonna make money in crypto. It's nonsense. Crypto is very, very risky. It is likely to suffer a dramatic crash soon. Yet, I am encouraging everyone to become familiar with crypto and to learn how to use it and to run a wallet because of the utility of it, you know, the ability to have liquid assets to transfer cross borders and to do so in a private manner and to do so as a parallel system away from the weaponized banking infrastructure. So what changed my mind about all of this, and when I started really talking about crypto with these, you know, caveats and warnings, is after Canada weaponizes banking system to seize the accounts of every person who donated any money to the Trucker Freedom Convoy in Canada. And then following that, not long after, the SWIFT system debanked all of Russia, every Russian business, every Russian citizen. I mean, you're talking about a total weaponization of the global financial infrastructure run by the West. That's when I knew that crypto's moment had arrived and that everyone needs to become familiar with how to use crypto. Not as a speculator, as I said, because this is not some get-rich-quick nonsense BS as a lot of people are talking about. I'm going to give you really well-researched due diligence facts about a certain privacy coin, and I'll just tell you now, it's Monero, and I'll tell you why this coin is so incredibly good for transferring funds relatively quickly and inexpensively and in a truly private format. Now, just as a disclaimer, I do now own some small amount of Monero. It's a few hundred dollars worth. It's less than, I don't know, it's like 5 Monero coins or something. So, I mean, it's a few hundred bucks. I'm not interested in speculating on Monero or anything. And I don't hold much Bitcoin, but a few $1,000s total at this point because I'm using it. I'm using it to engage in transactions. I'm using it to purchase things online. I'm using Monero also to make payments as well. So, and I think this is really important for all of us to do. And by the way, if you're interested in my overall financial portfolio analysis, I think that everybody should own physical gold and silver. I think that everybody should have land and ammunition and things for barter. And I also believe that everybody should become familiar with crypto, but don't risk your assets in it. Simply use it as a means of making transactions away from the weaponized banking system. That's my take on crypto. And also, I should add that I believe as the Western financial economic system implodes, crypto is going to be used as a parallel economic system. Even if it is outlawed, it will become a black market economic system that a lot of people will end up using anyway because they don't want to be part of the digital dollar mark of the beast system. And we already know that there's going to be food rationing, there's going to be price controls, there's going to be a universal basic income. All of those things are going to be pushed through the digital dollar system, which is kind of a crypto wallet run by the central banks and by your surveillance grid government, Big Brother watching everything you do. That system is to be avoided at all costs. And the alternative would be a very good privacy coin that does not have a public ledger that can identify you and can track all your transactions. And the answer, that coin is Monero. Now, Bitcoin, of course, is a public ledger, so there's no privacy in Bitcoin, especially if you're buying or moving Bitcoin after using an online exchange such as Gemini or KuCoin or anywhere that you've engaged in KYC, which means handing over your identity. So that exchange is tied to you. Now, if you transfer Bitcoin from that exchange to any wallet, you've created a traceable link between your identity and the wallet that it has gone to. And so there is sophisticated tracking software that's used by governments and law enforcement in order to trace transactions through cryptocurrency and to find people's wallets and to uncover their money wherever it is. Now, and it should be stated here, of course, I only encourage people to use crypto or any kind of money for legal, ethical purposes. And that's the way I use it. When I talk about guns, for example, I always tell people, follow the law, because that's what I do. I don't have illegal firearms. I don't have full auto weapons. Everything I have is perfectly legal. And the same thing's true with money. When I'm talking about crypto that I own, it's crypto that I bought with my after-tax money. I already paid tax on the money. You know, I file taxes. I'm not a tax renegade. I file taxes, you know, I pay the IRS. It's what it wants. And then with the leftover money, I'm using that in crypto. So it's all perfectly legal. It's all perfectly ethical. I just want to be clear about that. And also one more disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor. So, you know, do your own research and figure out what's right for you. Don't follow what I'm saying here just because I'm the one saying it, and it might not be the right solution for you. But what you need to know about Monero is that it is truly a privacy coin, and it only operates in privacy mode all the time. When you send money or receive money in Monero, there is no identifiable link to you or to your wallet. And this is due to some very clever mathematics. Some of it's based on ring keys, which is really a fascinating system of a rather large set of cryptography keys, any one of which could have been involved in your transaction. So you cannot be specifically identified. And this happens on both the receiving side and the sending side. In essence, you could say that Monero is truly a zero-knowledge privacy coin. In fact, it infuriates the IRS so much that the Treasury Department, I believe, has offered a $600,000 reward to anyone who can crack Monero. And I don't believe it has been cracked, not to my knowledge. And even if some government were to try to break it, you know, try to crack it, they would either have to have super exotic alien technology quantum computing systems, which they're working on, or they would have to use social engineering or threats or some way to try to get you to give up your password or maybe trick you into giving it up or just stealing your laptop, which has also been done, or stealing your phone or whatever, and then guessing your password, things like that. Those are the ways they could crack into your Monero wallet, but just mathematically, it's virtually impossible. And so because of the mathematics and because of the structure of it, I believe Monero is going to become the currency of choice for the parallel economy. I think Bitcoin is not. Bitcoin was a great first effort. Bitcoin has proven a lot of amazing things. Bitcoin is, in my opinion, vastly overhyped and overpriced. I think the future will involve zero-knowledge cryptocurrencies, such as Monero. In fact, I think Monero is going to be the currency of choice. Now, I'm fully aware there are going to be some people listening to this, and they're going to say, well, yeah, Mike, we told you this 4 years ago. And you're right, you did. Absolutely right. And I wasn't looking at Monero until recently because of the, now, you know, the weaponization of the banking infrastructure. So all I'm saying is, look, I'm not the world's most in-depth crypto expert. And I don't know all the secret math that goes behind all of this, but I've done a lot of due diligence, a lot of research, and I've used this myself. And I've watched dozens of interviews of experts who do know what they're doing. And I've talked to people that I know privately who also know what they're doing. Some people are deeply involved in the mathematics of the crypto industry. And I've come to the conclusion that Monero is just flat out the most useful privacy coin, at least that I'm aware of. I mean, and I know there's Zcash out there, but Zcash is not as good because Zcash doesn't work all the time in privacy mode. And that's just my opinion. And other opinions may differ. But I'm seeing the utility of Monero and how Monero can be used when the government is fully weaponizing the banking system against the people. And the people need kind of an off-grid monetary exchange system that does not leave trails, because people will be prosecuted for doing things like buying and selling seeds. And I'm not talking about marijuana seeds. I'm talking about broccoli. And people will be assaulted, attacked, imprisoned for selling food. Once the food price controls kick in, you know what that's going to do to like small farmers and people trying to buy and sell food or barter food? They're all going to be criminalized. So you could use cash or you could use silver, but what if you could use a zero knowledge privacy coin like Monero that the government could not trace? That might be the technology that you need to use in order to feed your family. You understand? So the token is XMR. That's Monero. And the really cool thing about more of us using it is that, well, the more we use it, the more we have a critical mass of liquidity, which means the transactions will go more smoothly. There will be, over time, a smaller price spread between buying and selling, and we'll be able to convert more easily between Monero and other coins, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum and so on. And look, I don't know the people behind Monero. I don't even know the names of who founded it. And it doesn't matter, because I know people by their math. I understand who they are to a great degree by what they've built into this system. And yeah, I'd love to interview whoever is behind Monero if they hear about this and want to come on and talk with me about it. I'd love to do that, but I don't know if you're all anonymous or what. Not sure. But, and of course, I'm not paid. This is not a paid promotion or anything like that. It's just that if you look around the world, of all the potential assets that are available, you know, bank accounts, physical gold, ammunition, or different kinds of currencies, you know, like the Chinese renminbi or the Russian ruble or what have you, you realize that privacy is almost impossible to find, and that the governments of the world are becoming weaponized against their own citizens in many ways. You know, the United States built a biological weapon and launched it on humanity, working with the Chinese Communist Party, by the way. That's a bioweapon. And then the U.S. built vaccines and pushed those, and those are depopulation weapons that are actually transhumanism injections that alter your DNA. That's all been proven, folks, and causes, you know, ovarian failure in the next generation of females. So we are under assault by the governments of the world, and they are weaponizing the financial system against us, just as they've weaponized the medical system, and now they're weaponizing the food system to create artificial scarcity, mass starvation, famine, to drive you into their digital currency wallets so that you can get your food rations, you know, through their digital currency system, okay? So Monero is part of the answer to this, I believe. Other parts of the answer are things I've been promoting: how to grow your own food using suspended net pot non-circulating hydroponic systems, known as the Kratky method, become more self-reliant, live a more resilient lifestyle. And by the way, I've got a new ebook coming out, or audiobook, free download. It's called Resilient Prepping, and it's going to be available at resilientprepping.com eventually here soon, in a couple of weeks. And it's all free, you know, free download, free audio files, free a PDF transcript. And I'm going to talk about Monero also, I think, in that book. I'll have to record a special section for it, because I think this is going to be part of the, as I said, the parallel transaction system. Like, you'll go to a kind of like a flea market thing locally, you know, after the collapse of the dollar. You'll go there and you'll see people trading in silver coins, chickens, Monero. What are they going to be trading in? Antiseptic solutions will be a barter item, 22 long rifle ammunition, maybe gold coins if you're crazy enough to get spotted with a gold coin out there, certainly firearms, right? Everything's going to be bought and sold. Seeds, I don't know, what else? Technology, flashlights, batteries, everything that you can think of. And that's how communities are going to actually stay alive, because the whole system is coming down, folks. The entire global Western economic system is being brought down via controlled demolition, just like Building 7. And they've already started placing the charges, and they're going to set them off real soon. you know, such as the SWIFT debanking system and the weaponization of the bank accounts, mass money printing by the trillions, devaluation of the currency. It's all coming down. And there's going to be a day where the controlled demolition is activated. And they're going to go, you know, kapoom, and just push the button. And it's going to be brought down just like Building 7. And then the media is going to tell you, oh, it was caused by Russia. Just like, you know, 9/11. It's caused by radical Islamic terrorists. No, it wasn't. It was all put in place by the Bush administration and the deep state. And that's exactly what's happening with the demolition of the dollar. It's a deep state operation. But you have an exit ramp. And that exit ramp is other forms of asset storage, gold and silver, land, some cryptos such as Monero, and so on and so forth. Okay. So you don't have to go down with Building 7. You don't have to get smothered in the rubble of the collapse system. You can survive this. You can actually thrive through this if you know how to protect your assets. So that's my take on it. I thank you for listening. And again, as a disclaimer, I'm not your financial advisor, so do your own research. And check out more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. I'm the founder of Brighteon. And I put millions of dollars into that so we can have free speech, so we can talk about things like this. So go ahead and use that platform, share the videos there. And also catch me on naturalnews.com. I'm the founder of that news website as well. God bless you all. Thank you for your attention. Take care.